The American Music Center provides information and support for new American music. Among its founders more than 60 years ago was Aaron Copland. If you call up the center's Manhattan office and things are busy, you're in for a surprise.
American Music Center, can you hold, please?
And if you called back, say, the next day, you'd be in for a different surprise.
American Music Center, can you hold one moment?
That's right. The American Music Center is exploiting a new performance space, if you can call it that. The center commissioned six composers to write music to be played on hold. Joanne Cosa is executive director of the American Music Center. And tell us, what's the idea here?
Well, we want to use this terribly frustrating venue, sitting waiting on hold for something, to give people some very interesting music. And this is a unique way to take what most people think of as a nuisance and transform it into an opportunity to hear something that will be engaging. And it's in memory of Eric Sade, the man who wrote the Maxwell House percolator melody. Very, very interesting guy.
A classic of the genre.
That's correct.
Whatever the genre is.
Well, he started the genre, and he wrote for many other corporations these sound logos, which he called identitones. And his estate wanted to honor his memory. They came to the American Music Center, said, how shall we do it? And we said, let's commission some American electroacoustic composers to write music for the telephone hold system.
Short pieces, presumably.
Yeah, we asked them all to write something between 1 and 2 minutes.
That shows a great deal of confidence in your receptionist that you're getting to phone calls that quickly. But
Well, the thing about these pieces is they can be listened to over and over again, and you hear more than one. Actually, they loop, so you hear one piece, and then that's identified, and the next piece is identified. If you happen to be on hold for 5 minutes, you can hear three pieces, or the better part of three pieces. The composers were charged with writing something that people could tune into at any point, but it would be interesting.
Let's listen to a little bit of this on-hold music. At higher fidelity, not down the phone line. This is part of the first track we heard, Halim Eldab's minute 50-second composition, Signals Connections. Now, say I'm calling the American Music Center about my appointment to come and fix the copying machine, and I'm on hold. Does this work? That this is what I'm hearing?
This is what you're hearing.
I see the point about no beginning and no end. He's kind of got the loop effect working in that composition.
Yes, he does. And to me, it sounds like a ritual. Halim Eldab was born in Egypt. He's lived in the United States for many years. He's actually the most renowned and seasoned composer in this group and the oldest. They range in age from their 20s to their 80s, as Halim is. And he makes all these sounds with his own voice, and then it's manipulated by computer.
Now, next, here's Larry Polanski's To Foster and Encourage from his piece Anna, Study Number 4.
Hello. Hello. You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
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 You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
Hello.
You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
Hello.
You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
Hello.
You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
Hello.
You have reached the American Music Center.
Hello.
You have reached the American Music Center. Please hold.
Now, again, if I were the uninitiated caller, I might think something is profoundly wrong with your answering machine right now.
Yes, with this one you might.
The original mission has been by the composers, and educators to foster and encourage the composition of contemporary American music and to promote its production, publication, distribution, and performance.
This comes from the founders of the American Music Center's original statement of why they wanted to help composers and promote new music in this country. It's funny. It's amusing. Mm-hmm. I think if you listen to it for a few minutes, people will catch on.
What kind of reviews is the receptionist hearing after she gets back to the people who were on hold?
Well, occasionally we'll hear somebody say, could you put me on hold again, please? I just want to hear the end of that piece.
Now, when we are on hold, we are a captive audience and often an impatient audience. Were the composers eager to write for people who are, frankly, hoping to hear as little as possible of their work when they're on hold?
Well, the ones we asked to write received this commission very enthusiastically, and in fact, they really wanted to do it. One of our composers, Ira J. Moitz, wrote a piece which is very, very different from all the others. It has a very bouncy pop music feel, a very engaging melody and rhythm. It reminds me of music from the 60s, from movies and television shows. And yet, in the middle of it, every once in a while, you hear one of his children say, hello, I'm coming.
Let's listen to Ira Moitz.
I bet you 9 out of 10 people who got this on hold would be sitting there moving their head back and forth, moving their shoulders. I think everybody can respond to this.
Well, are you going to limit it to 6, or are there going to be more on hold?
Oh, I hope not. What we would like to see is this project, the idea, be picked up by others so that it gives composers another market for their work. We'd like to see the idea take hold so that more people would hear interesting music when they're a captive audience having to wait for someone.
Well, Joanne Kosa, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure, Robert.
Joanne Kosa, who is the executive director of the American Music Center, which commissioned 6 composers to write music to be played on hold. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.